Hi, it's Mac, it's McColgan here on Audioboo, and listening back to the audioboos that's been put up between yesterday and today about museums, visiting museums, and after listening to a couple of audios, it got me thinking about a museum that I was almost, one or two things, I was almost thrown out of, and quite possibly could have been arrested, and so it brought back memories of that, which was a little bit hairy at the time, and I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a museum of sorts. It's the Sistine Chapel in Rome. Now, most people have heard of that. And what an amazing, amazing place this is. I've got hundreds of photographs of the hallways and the antechambers and the side chambers and the ceilings and walls. And I mean, I was literally, run out of space on my SD card on my big DSLR camera. I kept taking photographs and photographs and photographs, and then deleting the ones that were bad at the end of the night back in our accommodation. But the day we went to the Sistine Chapel was quite enlightening, because we got to, now I can't remember the name of the room, but it's one of the big spacious rooms that is kept in darkness. I think actually it was the one, if I remember correctly, the one that was painted by Michelangelo. Yeah, that was the one. I can't remember what they call that particular hall. And it's kept in dim light, and you're not allowed to take photographs with flash. In fact, they say no photographs, but I think what they meant was no photographs with flash, because of possible damage to those delicate and ultra valuable paintings and drawings on the ceiling in particular. So I was in there with my wife, Mary, and I had my backpack, my camera backpack. I can't remember the make now, it's an excellent PC kit. And I had that on my back, and I had my camera across my neck, and I had a monopole, which is great, you know, if you just want to steady your phone, your phone. If you want to steady your camera on something, screw it onto your monopole, and just you can just, and it's also great for if you want to go above crowds and take photographs and that, because you can fire a camera off remotely. So I had the monopole. And the monopole at this particular time was actually in the side slip. There's an expanded band at the side, an expandable band at the side of the carcass backpack, where the monopole slips into. And so it's easy to get to. You don't have to open your kit up again, you know. And so I had that in my camera. But what I did do was, I was being discreet, because the place was really busy, really crowded place. It was very difficult to get from one end of it through the other. And of course, a lot of people were taking their time and studying and go, wow, fantastic. Look at this. It's all incredible. And lots of people sitting around the benches that go right around the outside walls, and basically just taking all the space up so no one else could get a rest. But, so I thought, well, I want to take photographs of them, but I made sure the flash was off, and I just discreetly turned the camera facing up the way as I, you know, I squashed through the crowds with my wife, and I just fire off so I'd be shot, you know. Well, I did fire off about several shots before this giant of an Italian security guy, not in security gear, but in a black jacket with collar and tie, you know, and the stripy trousers. Very posh. But he came at me. This guy was at least 6 foot and about 24 stone. And he came from nowhere and pounced on me in Italian, which I had no bloody idea what he was saying. And my God, was he going his duster. You know, I thought he'd just shot his wife or something. And he was pointing and gesticulating at me and my camera. And I thought, God, you know, everybody else is doing this, because that's where I got the idea from. I could see people doing it. And I thought he was at me for the camera, taking photographs. And I'm going, no flash, no flash. No, I don't have flash on. And he's going, blah, 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 in my face. And almost grabbed me by the arm. I thought, this guy grabs me, I'm off, you know. And at this point, my wife abandoned me in shame. She kept going through the crowds, and I'm turning around to talk to her and say, what's this guy up on about? And she was gone. I could see her winding her way through the crowd, distancing herself from me. What a bloody coward. She does panic at things like this, by the way. And to be perfectly fair, I do have a tendency to do things I necessarily shouldn't do. And it kind of winds her up, you know. But anyway, so I thought this guy was just going to grab me. And it wasn't the camera. It took a wee while, but a guy who was standing very, very close to me, a tourist, who obviously understood it, and said, "It's not your camera, pal, it's not your camera." I said, "What the hell is it? What am I doing wrong?" He says, "It's that pole you've got." Well, no, it's a collapsible pole, so at this point it was only 18 inches long, if it is that, and extends to about 5 foot, I think, or 6 foot, 5 foot or 6 foot. And he says, "It's the pole he's talking about. It's classed as a dangerous weapon. You shouldn't have come in with it." And I says, "God, nobody told me that." And he says, "Well," he says, "I've not got a problem." He says, "But he's obviously got a problem with this pole." I says, "But it's not in my hand." He says, "It doesn't matter. He's telling you to get rid of that and get out of here with that pole right away." And I thought, God, I'm halfway through the Sistine Chapel. How can I just walk out and get out with this pole? So he made it very, very clear to me through my friendly interpreter guy that if I took that out and put it in my hand at any time, I'd be, you guessed it, I would be arrested, thrown into jail, and tortured with a phone book for a while. An Italian phone book, which are very fast, like all Italians. So that was hairy. You know, the mere fact that this imposing giant spitting flames at me, and, you know, actually, once things settled down and I went to find my wife, the coward that she was, this guy said to me, "Look," he says, "you don't do anything in Italy," he says, "no matter what it's on the roads, in the shops, or no matter where you are," he says, "I've come here for long and weary," he says, "and trust me," he says, "they'll lock you up for the slightest thing. They have got a very belligerent attitude to people that are not Italians, in fact even to their fellow Italians," he says, "but they really are terrible. Their security and police forces are notorious for being ruthless to the extreme," he says. "So I can sympathise with you at the time." And I said, "Well, I'll tell you right now, that guy frightened the, you know, out of me." He says, "I wasn't involved and he was frightening me." But anyway, so that was a little story about museums. I know the Sistine Chapel is a museum of sorts. A wonderful place. But if I ever do go back, no, I won't go back. I've seen it. Once it's seen, don't need to go back again. Unless you're addicted to all that stuff. But there you go, a little story of almost being arrested and pretty much almost being chucked out only halfway through my tour, and my wife damning me in shame for breaking the rules. A rule, by the way, which I didn't really know about. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.